I'm turning into
You gotta save the planet for us. Save the turtles.
I'm turning into a green Power Ranger. Go, go, Power Rangers!
I'm not gonna lie, I don't even, like, I haven't watched Power Rangers in so long that I'm not... Wait! I feel like Power Rangers and Ninjago are pretty much like...
Oh my god, that's kind of...
Close.
Ninjago.
Except Power Rangers,
hard.
They literally have, like, realistic.
Nah, Ninjago hits harder for me.
Nah, Ninjago! Ninjago was Ninja. It.
I remember, I'm, like, dude, let little 7-year-old...
Hi, I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Roundtop. And you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM in Acra, Hudson, and Catskill.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Monday, July 11th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Jump on the Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m. with music from Orchestra Makassi, the Wabiri Band, and Shahabi Ahmed, among others. At 11 a.m., Brandon Donegan is playing favorites with Augusto Pablo on his playing favorites show live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian.
Look what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies I let my heart believe. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. The enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken, now I see. You were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth. Oh, yeah.
look what you've done. Look what you've done, Lord. Look what you've done. Praise the Lord and good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here today with Mr. Randall Martin, our audio engineer extraordinaire. And how are you this morning, sir?
I am recovering from the great time that we had yesterday in the Lord. It was great down in Chatham, and just wonderful, but it was a long day.
A long day and time well spent, and you know when the time is well spent, there will be a return on our investment. And so I give God praise and thanks. I want to shout out to all those who participated, those who worked behind the scenes, hallelujah, those who were their first time perhaps of being with us out there. I want to shout out all those who contributed. It was an $8,000 budget, hallelujah. We're still about little more than $1,500 out of budget, but we know that God is going to provide. He's going to supply every need, hallelujah, for this event and to do our future outreaches in September. So we thank God for everyone who gave of their time, their talent, and their treasures. Hallelujah. And, you know, this was basically a two-month effort. I was ready to throw in the towel come early part of June. Hallelujah. Late part of May. Because it just seemed that, you know, people didn't have the vision for it, and the meetings weren't producing any results, hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me when I asked, should we just cancel this event? Am I able? And I said, yes, God, I know you're able. And so I came back to the team and I told them, the Lord said, get to work. Praise the Lord. And so in just under 2 months, beloved, so it was all God and it was all good. And it was the people of God who had a mind to do the work. Hallelujah. We are thankful. The grandstand, though not full, there were people from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
from
they
the
were
left
having,
to the right.
That's right. And they were having a good time. They were on their feet. They were clapping. You know, it was, you know, it's great to see people, you know, especially when you do an event and you're involved in it. And you put a lot of work in it. It's great to see people out there enjoying themselves, praising God, enjoying the music, the environment, the atmosphere. It was just such a blessed event.
It was a blessed event. And I give snaps and claps to our auto engineer, Mr. Martin Randall, who came with those wonderful speakers, equipment, and gave us good sound. Hallelujah. All around good sound. Praise God. And they could hear you in the pavilion where the children were being serviced. Amen. Shout out to Sister Usha, who came with activities for the children. Hallelujah. Even children that were in the grandstands, or if they were in the grounds playing, or they were in the pavilion. It was just wonderful. And snaps and claps to Mr. Cleveland Samuels, who did a wonderful food service and the wonderful work. I want to give snaps and claps to Sister Maritza, who made the lawn signs. We had directional signs for people as they came on. My grandson, Darius, snaps and claps to him for helping with the parking. And snaps and claps to a brother, Robert, hallelujah, and his lady and Sister Bernadette, part of Randall's team. And I thank God for Pastor Gloria Jimson and Pastor Darwin Abraham in his absence, taking care of his wife recovering from surgery. Thank God for Pastor Alan Williams, who came down from Albany to be with us. Pastor Richard Turpin and Reverend Suzette Turpin, hallelujah, for coming over with members from their churches as well. Hallelujah. Father Gary Gelfenbein and friends from St. James Catholic Church that were present. We had people who came in from California, my brother. We had people who were there from, I think it was Connecticut and Kingston and Avril Park. And And we had people sign in, you know, in these days you want to be able to check in with people. We should do that anyhow as Christians, check in with the people who worship with us and see, you know, what testimonies they have, what needs they may have that we can help with. But someone had dropped their wallet, and because they had signed in and given us their phone number, I was able to call them. Amen. They realized it before they got their message, but it felt good to be able to have that contact with someone to let them know that we had their valuable property. So it was just a really, really blessed day, a very good day to praise the Lord, to tell of his goodness, the testimonies, Rizzo and the tribe, the McPhersons, the young people who took the stage for our showcase, and the Heavenly Echoes, hallelujah, out of Albany, New York, and Sweet Harmony from Poughkeepsie. We have been reaching out, and we know that some of our local groups were not available yesterday, but are saying they're going to come out in September. So we're looking forward to that. I have some church choirs coming out in September. When we're down at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park on September 24th, and then also Sweet Music Project with Brother Randall will be with us September 18th at the Greenport Town Park. We're going to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus, shifting the atmosphere, inviting people who don't know him as personal Lord and Savior to come out and help let us introduce you, praying for the sick and the afflicted, the addicted. Just a beautiful and a blessed time. I see Brother Randall has the CD from the Stars of Harmony. Hallelujah.
I got to tell you, yeah, all the groups were good, but, you know, not there's no but. They were all excellent, excellent, and just really brought it, you know, got everyone on their feet. Everybody was enjoying and interactive. And, you know, there were so many, as you said, there were so many great people helping, and it was and being a part of the team that makes it happen, because it really is a team. It's a lot of work to do an event at those fairgrounds. It's, you know, it's historic, it's big. You really need a lot of, you know, a lot of sort of partners to make it work, and the logistics are big. But I want to mention, and you mentioned him, I want to give a special shout out, you know, Brother Cleveland is always there at our events, and at so many events that we are at, providing food, and it is, he's just a good brother. If I know I'm there at an event, he's going to be there serving food. If it's a gospel event, it's got something to do with the Lord, and it's just wonderful to see him and his family and his team there, as well as everyone else. But the music, getting back to the music, it was outstanding.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a little bit of voice left. Hallelujah. From praising the Lord and just ministering to the people. Reverend Linda. Hallelujah. Pastor Iris, who gave a word to the children. It was just, it was Brother Pastor JC from across the river as well. Yeah. It was just wonderful, just wonderful. And we hope that many more people will come. There was a gentleman who came with some friends, I believe. And, you know, I was introducing myself. And when I was shaking hands, he wouldn't shake my hand. He told me he didn't believe in women pastors. And so he inspired my message for today. He inspired my spiritual social commentary for today. So I want to thank him. And I'll share also at that time, you know, my response to him. But I thank God that, you know, for whatever reason he was there. We had people there from Washington, D.C. that were visiting, and a friend in Hudson, and they saw the banner, praise the Lord, and they came out. I tell you, there were people from all over. Would love to see more people from the area, hallelujah, pack out that grandstand, praise God. But you know, we're going to get there. And the Spirit of the Lord let me know, just to remember Tyler Perry. For years, he wasn't packing out his auditoriums. He was, matter of fact, for several years, it was just his family and friends that were coming out. But one year, amen, he got there and the line was around the block, you know, and we're just believing God that we are going to get to that place too. God, continue to keep these doors open for us. We're going to continue to bring the gospel beyond walls of the church. And to those who have not heard it, to those who want to be a witness to it, and for God to get the glory. I want to shout out my son. His family came to help, and he donated the burgers and the hot dogs and the buns, and just giving God thanks for him. And certainly Cleveland made a meal for all of our ministry guests and our team. We're so grateful for all that. It was a wonderful, wonderful service in the pavilion, in the grandstand, on the stage, on the grounds. It was just wonderful. Shout out to Brother John. Brother John from the Agricultural Society was there to help us mm-hmm. out and make sure we had everything we needed.
Yes,
and shout out to Mr. Angelo Nero as well and the Agricultural Society for just making us warm and welcome. But just a blessing from the Lord, and we are so truly grateful to God. If he had a better day and weather, he kept it for himself. And the love and joy in the atmosphere was proof positive that his presence was there. So if you missed it, don't miss us in September. Mark your calendar, September 18th and the 24th. Don't have the times right now in front of me. I'm a little tired. I hardly got to sleep last night. Praise the Lord.
I was going to say a shout out to you because, you know, every year you put this together and it is such a big thing. And you coordinate every aspect of it. And, you know, and it is no small feat. And I know that it takes so much time and energy wrangling all of, as I said, the logistics of something that big, getting all the artists there, getting them fed, getting, you know, the whole thing. You know, the whole thing is just such a big thing. But then you threw in a surprise because, you know, we started the event and you sung. And I don't know. I've known you for, I don't know, I think we're going on 20 years. And you sing, but you sang yesterday. You sang beautifully yesterday. Opened up the event and sang. You sang, and I had to look around to see if there was a recording somewhere that wasn't you. I swear, I'm looking at my console, and I'm looking like, whoa. That was a beautiful thing. It was unexpected, but you sounded great. I think there's a third career in the offering. Because I looked down, I'm like, am I running music? No, it was all you, and it was great. It was a wonderful event. But if you guys haven't heard Kim sing, you got to come out to the next event. Because we're going to make her sing at every event. She's singing so good now.
Well, you know, brother, I was just giving you some time, okay? I wasn't planning to sing. but somebody wanted me to sing, so they got their wish. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, beloved, you know, listen, we got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got the music with the message, beloved. Hallelujah. In the times and the days in which we are living, I'm borrowing from Bishop T.D. Jakes, who told his congregation not too long ago. I was watching a YouTube of his service, and he told them, and it's true. If you read the biblical prophecies of end time events and you look at the headlines in the newspapers today, you can't tell the difference. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's time to get ready. It's time not to just get ready, be ready. Hallelujah, for the Lord to return. He's coming for his church, beloved. You don't want to get left behind. Have you seen the Book of Eli movie out there? You need to check it out. Have you seen the Left Behind series? I forget that young guy from the TV sitcom that used to be on there. And his view's a little far right of mine for sure. But they've dramatized, amen, what the Bible tells us is days to come. So we want to do what we can to make sure people who have not heard the message of Jesus Christ and the love of God in manifesting his love for us through the sacrifice of his son, that our sins would be forgiven, washed away, thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, remembered no more, and that we could have life here abundantly and life eternally. That's what we do. That's what we do. Because God loves you. And he loves me too. Hallelujah. And we got the music that proves it. We got the music that proves it. Well, here are some more testimonies. Here are some more witnesses. We have Trust in God by the Williams Sisters. We took a little bit more time, so we may not get through all of our playlists this morning. But We do have this one coming up for sure. Jesus Christ is the Way, from my home church, the Greater Allen Cathedral Praise Choir, Praise Team and Band, Praise God. Jesus, We Love You, Miss Isabel Davis, Still Faithful, from Bow Down album by Miss Christina Bell. The Best Friend, Mr. Mervyn Mayo, who was a police officer who was recorded himself on YouTube and found himself with a contract. Maybe I ought to do that, huh? Never On My Own, Mr. Juan Winans. And My God, gonna boast on My God, Mr. Jordan Armstrong. After that, beloved, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Here we go. Take it away. Trust in God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all believe God is still in the miracle working business? If you believe that tonight, just wave both hands in the air and scream, God is. Come on, y'all can do better than that. Say, God is. Oh, yes. This is my mama, y'all. And mama had a stroke back in 1987. And for the benefit of the ones whose faith has gotten weak, and for the benefit of unbelievers, you see, she couldn't use her right hand. Oh, no. She couldn't use her right foot. But just look at her now. Just look at her now. Waving both hands in the air and stomping both feet. Hey, yes. Oh, I feel like praising them, somebody. Mama. I don't want you to get in a hurry. But I want you to take your time and tell the world where your faith is.
Yeah. the orphans now have a home. All that was lost has found its place in you. Oh, you lift up weary heads, you make us strong. Instead, you took these rags and made us beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. Yes, we'll be in the song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the wonder. Hearts adore. Jesus, we love you.
We love you, Lord, have mercy. Those of us who know you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And I just say thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us here where we can be on the airwaves, putting good vibes into the atmosphere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and WGXC.org, where we're live worldwide here on WGXC. Listen, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. We've got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I will be back after two songs with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Go ahead.
You be magnified. You be adored. Hallelujah.
I've been there from the start. Not one moment have we ever been apart. When no one is around, you are there. Yes, you are. The best friend I've ever had. Woo. Yeah. Jesus, you're the best friend I've ever had. You're my favorite company, oh Lord, oh, oh. When I'm with you, there's no other place I'd rather be.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. You know, I heard someone say that we can live without our mother. We can live without our father. We can live without our spouse. We can live without our kids, but we can't live without a friend. And I tell you, Jesus is the best friend you could ever have. Because when mama's gone and daddy's gone, if sister or brother's gone, if even other friends leave you or don't believe you, Jesus is not going anywhere. He's going to stay right there through thick and thin. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forget you. I'll never forsake you. And he said, hallelujah, that as we ask God's forgiveness, he will always forgive us. God remembers our frame. He considers we are dust. Thank God. But he breathed the Spirit of God into us and gave us life, made us animate objects, thinking beings, able to create, able to discern, able to learn, oh, and to do exploits to his glory in the earth. The devil tries to disrupt that and corrupt that and get us to do demonic and devilish evil things for his purpose in the earth. But God is our best friend, and he overcomes him. And that's why we're overcomers. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, getting back to the story that I started off with this morning, you know, I'm, you know, welcoming people coming out, faces that I've not seen before, even though that I have seen and known. You got to, you know, say hey to the people, right? And so there was this trio and very gracious brother and sister. The third person, you know, after I had introduced myself as Pastor Kim, and he backed away from me like I had the COVID-19, okay? He backed away from me, and he shared very confidently that he did not believe in women pastors. And I encountered that when I came up here in 1991. For those who think women have come so far, well, we know of recent that we know the time is trying to turn back on that. And that African-American, Black African-Americans have come so far. And we know from headlines that the clock is trying to be turned back on that too. So I just want you to know these views and these opinions still exist. There are those who say, why aren't more of the churches participating, especially our Caucasian brother and sister congregations? Why aren't they more of them participating? And it's my understanding, though none have said it to my face, but I've heard reports that some don't believe in my leadership, believe in me as a woman pastor. Some who have not taken the time, do not take the time to get to know me and my testimony and what I do and where my heart is with God, characterize all women who are in leadership in the church and pastoral leadership. They don't mind us being the head of the auxiliaries to raise the money and cook in the kitchen or lead the children or you know, do the office work. They don't mind us having authority and ability and capability in those regards. But there are those who think that, you know, being a woman pastor, and the word pastor is father, so, you know, could be a mother, I don't know. But, you know, it's the vernacular that we're familiar with and comfortable with for millennium, so we still use it. But, they, you know, some ascribe that as being a Jezebel spirit. And for those who have been told that or heard that or I don't know, heard it somewhere, I just want to clarify that Jezebel was a woman. She was married to a king. She was an evil woman. And the term Jezebel is used to refer to her specifically. But then others who sort of, you know, represent the characteristics that she had as an impudent, shameless, morally unrestrained, a scheming, an evil woman, an immoral woman who deceives people in order to get what she wanted. Well, beloved, amen, the spirit of Jezebel resides in men and women, people who are shameless and immoral, and that's in the pulpit and in the pew. Come on here, somebody, amen. There are crafty, malicious, revengeful, and cruel men, as well as women. And the Jezebel spirit is no respecter person. She'll come after you if you let her. So praise the Lord. Those who know me know that I am not cruel. I am not morally unrestrained. I am not malicious. I am not vengeful. Hallelujah. And I'm not crafty. Amen. So let's get that out the box. But then let's go to the word of God in the book of John, where it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the same was in the beginning that was God. There was nothing that was made that was made without God in John chapter 1, and I'm paraphrasing, says that there was a man sent by God, a man named John, who came to bear witness to that light, hallelujah, amen, that others, amen, would be able to walk in that light, that he was not that light, but he came to bear witness to that light. Beloved, that's what Reverend Kim L. Singletary was called by God to do. To bear witness to the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God commissioned me, invited me, and called me to teach and tell his word, to tell my testimony, to tell the testimony that I know of others, that what God can do, that God wants us to know him and know him for ourselves. And I have no shame in my game about being a witness to that light. Can't hold that light in the four doors of the church, the four walls of the church. Have to take it beyond the walls of the church. Oh, my God. And we've been doing that. And God has been blessing us. I told the young man, you know, when I acknowledged my call to ministry, I had a woman that told me the same thing. But beloved, let me tell you, God has blessed me. I don't look no worse for my wear. I don't look like what I've been through. He's blessed me to successfully pastor three congregations and be pastoral campus pastor for a facility at the other end of this county for just under 10 years and bringing people out of darkness, bringing people out of bondage, bringing young people out of Satanism. Come on here, somebody. I have had sons and daughters take the ministry path, amen, under my mentorship and tutelage. We have seen many souls saved. I've seen the dead come back to life. People who got the death sentence sent home to die, who lived. I've seen God deliver people from addictions. I told the brother, well, if I'm wrong, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. And we hope that you will do what God tells you to do too. And know them by their fruit. Come on here, somebody. The Lord said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon everyone, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. And your, hallelujah, young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Well, beloved, amen. Those last days is since Jesus coming. And when Jesus was here, he ministered to a woman at the well. She went back and she evangelized the city and told all the men, come see a man. We don't know more about her, but we do know that Paul had some prophetesses in the book of Corinthians that tells us they had churches in their homes and they were women leaders. And matter of fact, he told the men, help these women who are useful in working with me in the work of ministry. He had to tell the men to help the women then, and he's telling the men to help the women now. My time is about up, beloved. I got to go. But, you know, I just pray for my brother. I love my brother. But guess what? God told us to take the word of God around Columbia County. God has opened up the doors for parks in the county. He has given us the opportunity to minister out at the fairgrounds of Columbia County. He has led us to pray and share at the gazebos in our county. And we're going to continue to march for Jesus. And if you don't believe it, don't bother me. You talk to God about it. Because, hallelujah, I believe God. And to God be the glory. This is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. And hallelujah. I'm going to get out the way so Mr. Randall can play one more song before we get along. He's going to play a song. I'm going to come back, give you a blessing, and then send you into the day with the grace and the love of God. God bless you, beloved. We have another song coming up. That is Never on My Own. Mr. Juan Williams. Winans. Juan Winans.
Get a truth game showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it. Let me brag on my God. Get a truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God to keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low key. And I know they rocking with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you're riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all.
Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, oh. Yeah, because of you. And when I got you beside me, I can't lose. And all the hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson has a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, ain't showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all.
Let me brag on my God. Yes, I'm gonna tell it all. I'm gonna tell it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm gonna keep bragging on my God. I thank God for the brothers who don't mind working with me, catching the vision. We walk together hand in hand. We pray together. Amen. There's no big eyes and little U's. It's not a man or woman. It's a God thing. Praise be to God. It's a God thing. Hallelujah, beloved. Listen, I'm getting ready to get out of here. I want to wish you all who are celebrating birthdays this month a happy, blessed birthday. Remember, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds may hang, the sun is behind and the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. The sun is still here. Hallelujah. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. God loves you. I love you too. Till we speak or meet again. Stay blessed, stay safe, stay well. This is Pastor Kim. I'm signing out, and we're leaving you with Never On My Own. Yes, enjoy the week.
With everything that's been going on, this has to be said.
All of my life, one thing hasn't changed. In my lowest moments, in your arms, I remain. I trust I've been lied to so much. If not for your grace, I know that I couldn't have made it without you. My life would be a mess without you.
That's real.
You're the one I owe my life to. So I make this confession about